Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Riddle me this. Clearly, it's a big game for the Steelers. We get it. They're on a two-game losing streak. Really good team coming into town. But is there a larger picture here? And before you answer that, may I play you a clip from Mike Florio the other day?
Yes.
Where he talked about limits, if we have that, the big picture ramifications of what's going on here. And I mentioned it yesterday or whenever you were at the Tomlin news conference, I guess. I don't even remember if you were here
Tuesday,
yesterday,
no.
Bob.
I
were
was
you?
Here yesterday.
Yeah. And we talked about...
God, I make an impact on it.
We talked about how they've been teetering in recent years. There have been times where it feels like, wow, the wheels are finally going to come off this thing that seems to be barely chugging along at 9-8 or 10-7. Or whatever it is, and getting crushed in playoff games. Like their heads are just above water. Well, here they are again at 4-3, but it feels a little different. It feels like the potential is here for a really good offense to come in and just blast the Steelers out of the building. And I don't know, do they recover from that? I don't know. Is this the year that it comes apart? And then what if it does? Let's listen to Mike Florio for a moment, Bob.
Lose on Sunday, give up another 450 yards. It's going to start. Sometimes you just wonder, is there a point where the message no longer resonates? Is there a point where they have grown numb to all the Mike Tomlin sayings?
Yeah,
like Pete Carroll in Seattle, like Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Right.
Is there a point?
Right.
John Harbaugh maybe in Baltimore. Is there a point where you need to completely overhaul the locker room or you need to overhaul the coaching staff?
Thoughts?
I mean, no matter who you are as a head coach, that time will come. Someone once told me when you're hired to be a head coach, you're hired to be fired. You know that it's a short-lived in most cases, but this is a long tenure for Mike Tomlin. It's one of the best in terms of tenure ever in the NFL, and it's unusual. But just like we saw with the Mike Sullivan situation, at some point that could be an issue. Now, you ask about this game specifically. I think this is a very big game for all things around this topic. You know, how they play is very important, but winning is even more important. If they play well and win and come out defensively and play well, then obviously they've made some corrections, and can that sustain itself throughout the course of the regular season? If they don't, they go to 4-4, and then all questions start happening, and then it becomes a distraction, which is something that nobody ever wants in their locker room, but it will exist. So, I mean, that's how important this game is, I think, for everyone involved in the Steelers organization.
What about the idea of that message getting old? You said that it happens.
Don't you think it happens with all coaches?
Of course it happens. And that's one of the things that comes up around here is this horror at the thought of moving on from Mike Tomlin that I think exists within the walls of Art's office and maybe others over there. And really, you know, the Patriots moved on from Belichick. the Eagles moved on from Andy Reid and everybody lived happily ever after. Both those organizations have multiple Super Bowls. The Bucs moved on from Tony Dungy. It just happens. It's okay. And if you believe in your ability to go out and get another great coach, which you should, then it would be okay. It really would. And it would be okay for him. Everybody would live maybe happily ever after. That's why I thought he should have taken the call from the Bears, you know, and gone out and gotten a first round pick. I thought that Ravens game was rock bottom of the Tomlin era. I really did.
Again, he could prove us wrong. Because of the way they played, it was horrific.
Right.
You know, they let things happen. And that defense hasn't gotten any better. In fact, it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
Then, overall, which is why they're 32nd against the pass. So, yeah, I think this whole stretch is a big stretch.
Me thinking that what if they do play – like, I'm not going to give them the pony free pass like last year's Cleveland game, but if they play really well in this game and they lose 24-21 – you know, in a great game, I think that would actually bode well. My concern here is that with the way they're teetering, that Danny Dimes and Johnny Taylor and company come in and deliver a knockout blow, maybe on this season and maybe on the Tomlin era. I don't think that's too far-fetched. Not that he would get fired next week. That's not what I mean. It would just become so abundantly clear that in a year where they thought they'd have a historically good defense and the all-in, maybe a little playoff run and things like that, that if it falls apart to that degree, and then you got to go in and play the Chargers, it's just, to me, it'll be a season with lost hope if that happens.
Yeah, I think that's the stuff that would lead people to think, okay, is there time? And if nothing else, there should be a change in his coaching staff. If it, you know, that's what normally happens. We saw it with Matt Canada. It took a while, but finally it happened. And that would have to be the next step, because I think at the end of the season, that's when all things can be determined.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the contract status says. So this game is important for that. But I think, you know, we talked about this yesterday. They could win this division because how ugly it is.
Sure.
At 9-8. And
what do you think of the Ravens tonight?
I love the Ravens tonight.
I don't.
You don't?
I think they're going to win the game. I think that Miami is coming up.
What's the point spread?
What is the point spread, oh limitless wonder?
7.5.
Well, that's a lot of points. I didn't know it was that high.
Well, let me ask you, Bob, because the Dolphins just blew out the Falcons in Atlanta, and the Falcons blew out the Bills in the same
venue. We have more blowouts than what?
The 1960 World Series.
There you go.
And the Dolphins have been right there in other games. They outplayed the Bills in Buffalo. We all watched that game. They lost by 2 to the Chargers. And like I said, they just beat Atlanta. They lost by 6 to the Patriots. I'm not understanding why everybody thinks the Ravens are going to rise up from the mat and suddenly look like last year's Ravens.
It's because the Ravens are going to. I think Miami is better probably than their record and the way their play is. I just think the Ravens are going to put it together here. Lamar Jackson is their catapult. Last week they ran the ball back to where they were running it.
Yeah.
When he was in there with Derrick Henry. That's going to be the thing. They're going to get back to that. They'll be able to score a lot, which will cover up some of their blemishes on defense. And I expect this to be a higher scoring game for that reason.
But I think the Ravens will win, believe me.
And if they do, look at their schedule coming up. They got a few games that they can get right back to 5-5 or even better than that. And that puts pressure on everyone in the North because those head-to-head meetings are coming up. And that will ultimately determine
everything. No doubt,
everything.
But Tua is coming off a game in which he was 20 of 26 for 4 touchdowns and
against
no picks.
Against a good Atlanta defense, by the way. I was surprised.
And now he's going against a bad Ravens defense. I don't care who's back.
That's why I expect a high-scoring game. It's going to have to be points to win it.
A-Chain is a weapon. Jalen Waddle just had a 100-yard game. This is going to be a tough game for the Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I never said it wouldn't be. I just think they're going to win. You know, I just...
Man, they better.
Yeah, if they don't win, I think their season's pretty much over.
They better win.
2-6. You're halfway through the season, basically, and you're 4 games under.
Yeah.
Although the only saving grace for all of these teams is this division. It is far less than we thought it would be. It's also banged up in so many ways. Quarterbacks are not playing. I mean, again, 9-8 could be your, and I never thought that. I thought the Ravens would have, all things considered at the beginning of the season, the best record in the AFC.
I thought they would win the Super Bowl. That's how good I thought their roster was. I mean, they go into Minnesota after this, into Cleveland. They're not good enough to just roll off tons of wins. They have 5 losses, Bob.
I know, 2-5.
They still have 2 games against the Bengals
What happens after this game? They have... The Jets, I believe.
Is it at Miami or at Minnesota?
At Minnesota. Immediately after this game?
Yeah, they'll have a long break because it's a Thursday
game.
Then
what?
At Cleveland, home against the Jets, who look like a real football team all of a sudden.
That defensive, although Baltimore's defense hasn't been all that much better.
And then 4 games out of their final 6 in the AFC North where things are always wacky. Right. And you don't just sweep the AFC North. They got 2 against the Bengals, 2 against the Steelers, the Patriots, and at the Packers. They already have 5 losses.
I know. That's why they have to go really 9-2 the rest of the way.
I don't see anything better than 9-8 for them. And even that would require a lot. And they better damn well win tonight.
And then if you're the Steelers at 4-3, you may have felt that good when you were 4-2. Now all of a sudden 9-8 or less is a possibility based on how these games go. So that's why this game is very important. The Steelers are only 11-9 in their last 20 at Acrisure Stadium.
I know.
And that's not a good sign either. I mean, that used to be a place where teams would come in here and you knew it was going to be a tough. Now it's not so much, and they have to change that also.
We're going to see Colts fans take over the stadium now?
No, they don't travel the way. Green Bay is a different dynamic. I think those people are similar to Steeler fans.
Yeah.
You know, they do. And I think the added headline of Aaron Rodgers, former Packer great, playing against the guy who replaced him, I think that was all the intrigue that went into that and why ticket prices were completely crazy for this game.
Here's something, Bob, as we switch topics rapidly and perhaps abruptly, is Tomlin going for it on 4th downs. I heard him talking about this on the morning show. He's the only coach in the NFL to not go for it on 4th down this season when the analytics say he should. So excluding situations of desperation, really. And the Chargers are the next lowest at going for it, and they do it 40% of the time. Not a lot of risk. However, part of that, I'm going to stand up for Tomlin on this. Not in all situations, mind you. But he has the best field goal kicker in the league. And let's take the Packers game, for example. They had 16 points at the half. That's on a pace, if I'm not mistaken, for over 30. And they were getting the ball to start the second half. And all those field goals are from the high red zone. So it's not like he's going for it at the other team's, 21 on 4th-and-1 or something. People want him to go for it at much higher, if you will, places on the field. So if you're going to go for it on 4th-and-2 from the other guy's 38 or something, then you have to make it worth it. You have to convert A and then we'll go in for a touchdown B. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Boswell field goal from 56. That is a weapon to have a kicker like that. And I think field goals get a bad name. Tomlin, all he wants to talk about is you can't you can't just kick field goals in this league. You better convert those field goals into touchdowns. Well, when your defense plays like it should, then you've won games. You won two games last year just with field goals. You were ahead 16-7 at the half on pace to score over 30 points thanks to Chris Boswell. When you have a great kicker like this, Bob, sometimes it's okay to settle for three, and I think a drive that bogs down at the other team's 38 and winds up with 3 points is pretty good.
Yes, all things that you say there are fine except one thing. When your defense plays like it is, 3 points won't win you a lot of games, especially against a high-power team like Green Bay or like the Colts or any passing team that can light you up, and Cincinnati did as well. I think even at halftime of that game, I was thinking to myself, 16-7, it could have been worse for Green Bay. The Steelers had opportunities.
Yeah.
And I will say that while I agree with you generally, when you have an automatic kicker, that's an advantage. We've watched kickers miss all sorts of kicks this year. It is points, and you want points. But there are times, given the flow of the game, and I thought this one instance this week where it was 4th and 2, and they were in field goal range, but they were moving the ball quite well. It stalled a little bit. I would have gone for it there knowing that I thought at some point Green Bay was going to score some points, and they end up doing that. So you have to make your choices at that point. Against teams that you could beat and with your defense playing at a high level, field goals are good. When your defense is not playing at a high level, field goals are not going to win you games.
It still could and still should, though. You don't expect your defense to be – if you're expecting your defense to be this bad, you might as well forfeit the rest of the season.
But what have we seen, though?
You saw them on pace for 32 points at the half getting the ball.
About the defense. What have you seen from them?
That they are that bad.
They are. And they have to change that. And until they do, you're going to have to score points.
Well, I think you can still score them with field goals and mixed with touchdowns.
There should have been a field goal kicked when they were down there.
Well, that, yes. That he let the players talk him into it.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm never going to say field goals are not good, especially with Boswell kicking, because it is automatic. But what I'm saying is certain times against teams that are really good, you got to make sure
Listen,
you score points.
Everybody likes touchdowns better than field goals. But when you bog down at the other team's 37 and still get 3 points out of it because you have the greatest kicker maybe in the history of the league, I'm taking advantage of that guy rather than taking the risk that I'm, A, not going to convert the first down, and then, B, not drive it all the way in for a touchdown. Give me three right there from 57 yards.
I get it. But again,
he's
the longer
automatic.
The game goes, the average is the Steelers' defense is going to give up some points.
Yeah.
And when you have opportunities that are 4th and short, I think sometimes you're going to take
them. In the deep red zone, for sure.
Right.
I, that's
where,
I would
a lot,
agree
that's
with
where
that.
The 4th and 2 I was talking about occurred.
Yeah.
So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.